go. I hope you guys are ready. I hope you've done your study. I hope you've done your homework. Tammy's here with me. They're going to do End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace, the study guide. We're on number 5. So I hope you guys are, you know, I've got the link there for you to join with us on Zoom, or you can just join with us on the chat. So the chat is where you can ask questions, and I'm going to try so hard to watch that. Songbird is over there, so connect with her if you need to let her know that you've got a question or a comment that you want to make. So I'm trying to make this where we all join together and learn together, because the great thing is, when we have the truth about end times, you know, it's one thing for you to listen to me talk about it, but it's another thing for you to actually go through the study. So have you done your study this week, Miss Tammy? Uh-oh, your volume is off. Yes, I hope everybody's done their homework and is ready to go, and you feel really, it's helping you to feel more comfortable. How about you, Miss Tammy?
I have. Yes. Yay. But I've also gone through the study. We're finishing the non-live version too. So
yes. She's already been through it once. But I'm telling you, it takes a while. We were just talking before we came on that it's, you know, we've been taught so many wrong things. It takes a while to come out of the brainwashing. So I hope you guys are ready. I don't see anyone chatting. Give me the thumbs up over there if you guys are seeing this and everything is A-okay. And I'm excited that you guys are here. I see I've got, give me some comments, some chat. I want to make sure that you guys see this and hear this, and all systems are go. All right, let's get going. I'm going to go ahead and share the screen, and then we're going to jump in, and let's do it. Let me get this off of the screen. This is my website right here. If you guys are new, definitely check out my website, Freedom Force. All right, yay. Thank you, 17 Raccoons. Thank you, everybody, for giving me the thumbs up. Yay. All right. So give me a thumbs up if you did your homework too, or a smiley face. All right, so now this is my website. If you're new to this different, you know, interpretation of end times, definitely go over. I have 1,000 videos over there on a variety of topics, and you can see them all right here. When you scroll to videos categories, just look at Revelation, and this will bring you up to speed. We also have done the entire small group study when I was putting this study guide together. So if you want to kind of work ahead, you can to do that. And these are the main books that I have written so that everyone understands the wonderful truth. I've been teaching God's word for a long, long, long time, and the Lord helped me to piece it together. And I'm just so thankful that I'm not afraid. I just heard someone today this week saying, oh, the world is ending soon. And this is someone in prominent position. And I thought, oh, I'm so glad that I don't, you know, believe that. I'm not sitting here thinking the world's going to blow up and all that. I'm so glad we know the truth. It's wonderful news. It's the end times for them and 1,000 years of peace for us. Right, you guys? So what we're doing now is we are starting on the chapter 5, which is called Awakening. Oh, you won't see that. Awakening humanity. And what's so great is we've experienced that. Now, someone who hasn't experienced the Great Awakening, maybe they're still asleep. They might not, you know, believe that that's really happened. But we do. We've experienced the Great Awakening. We've experienced that the Lord has awakened us to things we never knew before. Never, right, Tammy? We just didn't know what we didn't know. And so for us, we know for sure this is the Great Awakening. And so I want you to, when we talk about Ezekiel, I'm going to show you first this video that someone had put out years ago. I love this video. And just it's just a summary of what the Lord said was going to happen. So check it out.
The hand of the Lord.
Uh-oh, that's a little bit light. Let me turn up the volume a little bit. It's really low. Make sure that you guys can hear this. All right, not maybe too loud.
The hand of the Lord was upon me. He brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley. He asked me, Son of man, can these bones live? I said, O sovereign Lord, you alone.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
On the floor of the valley. He asked me, Son of man, can these bones live? I said, O sovereign Lord, you alone know. Then he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the voice of the Lord. I will make breath into you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath, and say to it, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe into these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army.
Wow. That's awesome. I love that video. I love that video. I actually had shown that many times before, before I started doing the live streams and, you know, started doing the videos. Because, you know, I was a missionary for 10 years in my community. And so the youth would come and they would watch these videos. And I used that because it was really, a great teaching tool. There's so many great videos. We live in such an amazing day. So what I didn't know, though, was really that it was looking forward to a day when there would be a great awakening of humanity. I just didn't connect that. And unfortunately, you know, we haven't been taught that in at least the churches that I've gone to. I don't think most churches have. If you guys know something, if you were taught this, let me know. But when we first started the 17 board, they started to call it, someone named it, I'm sure 17 did, called it the Great Awakening. I mean, immediately we started calling it the Great Awakening. And that was, we would put out posts at the beginning of saying, hashtag Great Awakening, hashtag the Great Awakening. We put this all out on, on Twitter. I didn't even know what Twitter was at the time, but we had brought this all into the fore because we wanted people to understand something huge was happening. We were awakening from this sleep. So I just think that video is so, so great and so helpful. All right. So this is from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37. So we're going to go verse by verse through this on Ezekiel's prophecy of what was going to happen. And you're going to love it. And we're going to connect it to the book of Joel, chapter 2. And they coincide because we are that great army. Sorry. We are that great army that the Lord raised up. We are the ones who he breathed into us so that we could rise up in this day to stop this criminal cabal. All right, so now we know who our enemy is, and we're hard on the track to destroy them. Okay, I'm going to make it a little bit bigger so you guys can see. How about that, Tammy? What do you think?
Good.
All right, so Tammy's going to be my lovely assistant. I'm going to call you Vanna. All right. So I love it. Okay. So yeah, this is a really strange video. A strange passage, but this is what's happened to us. So go ahead and read Ezekiel 37, 1 and 2, please.
Okay. The Lord took hold of me, and I was carried away by the Spirit of the Lord to a valley filled with bones. He led me all around among the bones that covered the valley floor. They were scattered everywhere across the ground and were completely dried out. What is the significance of the bones?
Yes. All right. So just like we saw in the video, there's this valley of bones scattered everywhere. They're scattered everywhere. It's like, it looks gross. It's such a strange picture. What in the world? And, you know, so what we didn't realize is that's basically the picture of humanity. Right, mm-hmm. You guys? This is what, you know, we were all scattered all throughout the world and as good as dead, because these people had, you know, completely put us under their boot, except basically for America. And thankfully we have, because our wonderful forefathers who knew this passage and they knew the prophecies, they knew the words so much better than we do in our day, they knew that this day would come when we would be set free. They read the minor prophets. They read you know, they knew what was coming. If you don't, aren't familiar with what I'm talking about, this book right here, Major Clues for Minor Prophets, I go into Joel and Habakkuk and Zephaniah and all these minor prophets that we, in this modern day, we have not read. And so we know now, and I also have the audiobooks right here if you prefer to listen to them, to the book rather than read it. Anyway, so we didn't realize, you know, what was coming, but our forefathers did. And that this great awakening would happen, you know, but we were, thankfully they set up America so that we could have that freedom in place so that we could fight back. Whereas so many countries around the world just, you know, have no opportunity, no chance at all. And I love that it says that we, there's a significance of us being scattered. So Tammy, what do you think about that when it talks about the word scattered everywhere?
If I just think of it on the human level, it's, people everywhere are dead to the word now. They're dead to life. And I think a part of me that keeps going in my brain, they were also actively doing it to us with shows like Walking Dead and all the video games and the zombie games and things like that.
Oh, wow.
I think they were helping us to be in that little... non-participating, that it's okay to walk around and see people that are half dead and not
drugged out or in a stupor. Yeah.
And yeah, and then on a biblical level, the tribes are scattered.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, you know, that's what I'm looking for.
I just had to get my movie thing in.
That's the teacher answer. You're the answer the teacher's looking for. That, you know, the scattering, because we know that the if you look in 1 Peter and in James, those books are written to the scattered tribes, so that we are the tribes of Israel that have been scattered all over the world. We're the remnant, the little scraps that have been placed all over the world. We're just, you know, scattered throughout the world. And the Lord did that, you know, that we would be the savior of Christ in every place, so that we would be helping each nation to, you know, come to know the Lord and to be that that sweet savor of Christ, that sanctifying effect in all the countries, and so bring everyone into the knowledge of the Lord. But I love that the Lord scattered us everywhere He wanted us to be. Whether you're in Venezuela, you might be in Africa, you might be in China, who knows, wherever the Lord scattered you, there for a purpose. Many of us are the tribes of Israel that the Lord put where He wanted us to be, which is super, super cool. So, and everybody's, of course, though, waiting on America to fulfill its destiny to rescue humanity, which we are seeing fulfilling right now, which is absolutely amazing. Whenever you look at this passage, I think this passage right here just makes me so happy more than just about any, because I realized this is, the Lord touched your heart, you guys. He touched your heart and woke you up. And it's, you know, of all the people in the whole wide world, most people have been still asleep, but he touched your heart to wake you up, which is really amazing. All right. So what about them being on a valley? Anybody have an idea about it being on a valley? You can go ahead and give me your thoughts, Miss Tammy, while I'm reading on the chat.
That's okay. Yeah, I think that's just when we're in our low of lows. It's the most least amount of power. We're most helpless.
Right.
We're at a point where we could be easily taken over.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And you think of the position of authority, the position of power is like the mountaintop, that they're looking down on the little ants and controlling them, right? Whereas we're on the valley. We're not have not been in positions of power, and we've been pushed to the side for a long, long time. You know, and President Trump talks about, you know, we're gonna get sick of winning. we truly won't know how to act, you know. This week has been so fun to watch all the people being, starting to take these positions in his cabinet, whether it's Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of Defense, or Matt Gaetz and the Attorney General. I mean, just, yeah, this is so exciting to think that we'll be on that position of the mountaintop, the ones in authority. Because, to be honest, in the first term, he had a lot of these, these rhinos, deep state actors in those positions. And it was all, it wasn't that he made a mistake. It was this is all part of this plan to expose them. So anyway, just trust the plan. All right. So yeah, this being on a valley, it's just, we have not been in a position of authority. All right. So go ahead and please read Ezekiel 37:3, please. And go ahead and read the whole thing.
Then he asked me, son of man, can these bones become living people again? O sovereign Lord, I replied, you alone know the answer to that. Let me keep going.
Well, yeah, read the note.
Okay, note. Living people or to live again means to be free, people or to be free again. Then he said to me, speak a prophetic message to these bones and say, dry bones, listen to the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Look, I'm going to put breath into you and make you live again. I will put flesh and muscles on you and cover you with skin. I will put breath into you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord.
Yes. Love it. He told, before he told Ezekiel what to do, he said, this is what's going to happen. I'm going to make you a living and then I'm going to put breath in you. So it's a two-step process, okay? Y'all right? Y'all with me? It's going to be a two-step process. And I love it when it talks about living people. It's don't think about necessarily, you know, heartbeat living, okay? Think about free people. Free people all over the world, not slaves. That's really what it's talking about. Can they be a free man, a living man on the land? And so this, you know, if you've studied anything about the Act of 1871 and, you know, us being being in the land represents that we are, have our own personal sovereignty, that we are given by God inalienable rights that no one can take away. This is given to us by God. And that's what is, you know, that's what the government has taken away, these rights, but these are from the Lord. All right. So this is what he's saying, what he's talking about. Yes, to stop them from killing us, no doubt. But even deeper than that is to make us where we are sovereign individuals. All right. So no one can force anything on us, like a jab or you name it. All right. So do you think it's odd for Ezekiel to speak to bones?
Yes.
Right. I do. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. They can't respond.
Right. 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 And so, yeah. And so as a missionary, you know, I know, as it talks about in Ephesians 2:1, you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins. What's that talking about? We've been, you know, the people you talk to tell them about Christ, you know that they are, that connection between them and God is, it's not plugged in. They're basically, mm-hmm. The Bible calls it dead in sin. But it's talking about, it's obviously not physical death. It's talking about this, they don't have that living, vital relationship with the Lord going on. And so how can they hear anything that you have to say? Because you're talking in a, they can't hear it. They're dead. Okay. And so, you know, when I would teach this to the kids, you know, I would have someone come and, you know, it just acting silly, but it was a fun way for them to realize that if, you know, so I had someone, one of the kids would come up and they would pretend like, you know, play dead, like a little, you know, animal, you know, playing dead. And they were acting silly, but I'd go over there and I'd pretend to, you know, kick them like, see, they can't feel that because they're dead. And, you know, everybody would laugh. But they got the point that if someone is dead, they can't hear, they can't feel, you know. And so what we're asking is for the Lord to make them alive, to hear, okay? I just love that about how the Lord told us to speak even to someone who's dead. We share the gospel. We share the good news. We share this truth. Whatever truth is in God's word is really the good news. It's all good news. You know, we share that good news. Whether someone can hear it or not, that's the Lord's business, okay? So you think he might maybe felt silly talking to the bones? I think he could have felt silly. How does the Lord's command compare to sharing the good news? And that's what I was talking about right there in question number six. All right. So now, Ezekiel 37, okay, verses 7 and 8. I'm so sorry. Okay. Let me see if I can get mouse to cooperate. All right. Now we're ready.
Okay. So I spoke this message just as he told me. Suddenly, as I spoke, there was a rattling noise all across the valley. The bones of each body came together and attached themselves as complete skeletons. Then, as I watched, muscles and flesh formed over the bones. Then skin formed to cover their bodies. but they still had no breath in them.
Right. Right. All right. So I think of that as humanity. Humanity is, you know, is most of them are not awake as like to join this army. But they are waking up to a certain extent, but you know, just to bring them back to life. So there's going to be a second step, but the first step is the general call to all of humanity to awaken to the Lord, to reconnect with the Lord. Something I heard this week that was really, really cool. Do you know what the number one app is in the App Store?
The Bible?
No. It's actually, and that would be cool. I don't know what number that one is. So it's actually the Hallow app.
Oh, okay.
So that's a prayer app. It's the number one app. So don't ever be discouraged. The Lord is doing something amazing in our day, and people are, you know, reconnecting to the Lord. They don't want this evil stuff. They're, you know, the Lord is touching, he's pouring out his spirit on all flesh so that people are just like recoiling at this evil. Like, no, we are not, I don't want that. I don't want to go in that direction. They tried so hard to get us to you know, want to be evil, but people just don't. They just don't, because it's the spirit of the Lord. It's amazing. All right, we're living in an amazing day. So there's a similar passage in, okay, so there was no breath. So now the second step is for the Lord to breathe into them. Okay, it's one thing, they're alive, but there's another group that he's going to breathe into, and they're going to rise as a great army. And this one's talking about us. I think there's a general call going through all the world, but he has certain ones that he is breathing into so that they will rise up, like it said in that passage, as a mighty army. All right, so read 11:11. I love it. Revelation 11:11.
Yes. I should have worn my shirt today.
Yeah.
But after 3.5 days, God breathed life into them, and they stood up. Terror struck all who were staring at them.
Yes, yes, yes. And Marge said the number one book is the Bible. Yes, it is. That's awesome. That's a great point. Thank you, Marge. Very good point. But I thought that was really cool. This app is drawing people to prayer, which is awesome. I encourage you to check it out. I haven't gotten it yet. I need to get it anyway and see what it's like. So so God breathed life into them, and they stood up. This is exactly what's happened to us. That's what I was saying earlier. You know, maybe, you know, someone who hasn't experienced that, they might not realize what we're talking about. And so don't feel bad if they say, you know, you're full of it. You and I know, we've been on this Freedom Force Battalion. We are aware that the Lord has, he has just compelled us to research and find out the truth about a variety of topics. Some of them we maybe got right, some of them maybe we didn't get right, but either way, we're realizing who our enemy is, and we are in the fight to destroy them. We're all realizing who has been having us scattered on the valley floor like a bunch of dead dry bones. So we are standing up, and they're very scared. Terror struck all who were staring at them. They're very afraid, which is really, really great. So these are three passages now, and we're going to get to Joel 2 just in a second, but Ezekiel 37, Revelation 11, and Joel 2. This is one of the things, ways you know something is true, and you can stand on it in God's Word, is if you see a teaching that's taught in the Old Testament and the New Testament, multiple places. And so, and obviously, reading in context, and that's one of the ways you know, like as I was saying, on the minor prophets, many times they would only pull just a little verse here or a little verse there, but not really go through the whole book. And so that's one of the ways you know if something's not, you know, need to really take a deeper look, is if it doesn't go through the entire study. So that's what, like I said, I did on this one, Major Clues for Minor Prophets. I went through the entire books of Zephaniah and Zechariah and Haggai and Joel and Habakkuk and Obadiah and all of them, so that you can see how it fits and you don't have puzzle pieces left over. So this is really exciting. Okay, so now, what's the difference between the bones having skin and the bones having breath. I kind of answered that. Go ahead.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, but those of us have been brought to God alive, and those of us that are chosen to get out there and do the research and battle and get the truth out.
Yeah.
Be the frontline warriors here.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the difference. That is the difference. It was talking about that, you know, the, as he said, those who, the, he breathed life into them and they rose a mighty army. All right. Then is, read for us Ezekiel 37, verse 9, please.
Hey, then he said to me, speak a prophetic message to the wind, son of man. Speak a prophetic message and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Come, O breath, from the four winds. Breathe into these dead bodies so they may live again.
Yep. That's awesome. Awesome. So yeah, we are, you know, and eventually everyone will awaken. It'll be the mass start awakening of everyone. We're the first fruits, as you see behind me, the Omer. We're the first Omer that was, were selected to be in this battle. It talks about in Revelation 14, about the 144,000. We are the ones who he has chosen to be his warriors, his knights in this day to battle. And so a lot of people, you know, everyone will wake up eventually, but yeah, we will have the breath of the Holy Spirit. That's the only way that we can be guided into truth. The Holy Spirit has breathed into us. That's what it talks about on the breath. So he actually spoke to the Holy Spirit to come and breathe on these slain. All right. So are these parallel passages from Ezekiel 37 and Matthew 24, and in what way? Go ahead, Tammy.
And he will send out his angels with the mighty blast of a trumpet, and they will gather his chosen ones from all over the world, from the farthest ends of the earth and heaven. Yes.
Yes.
We are gathered up to do this battle. Yes.
It's amazing. Okay. This is from one of my favorite passages talking about the sign of the Son of Man. It says, when you see, if you're not familiar, I know you guys are, but because you're my people, but this passage, this picture right here is the sign of the Son of Man, much like the Bethlehem star. And so Matthew 24:30 talks about this, that the sign of the Son of Man, when you see this sign, which is delineated in Revelation 12, 1 and 2, that sign happens September 23rd, 2017. And so he says at that point, he will send forth his angels with a mighty blast of a trump, and they will gather his chosen ones from all over the world. And I love that about our channel. It's just so awesome that we have joined together from not only all over the America. I have people all the time say, oh, I'm from the UK, I'm in here and there, Spain, whatever. We have people all over the world. So exciting that we can join together. And the Lord has awakened us to fight wherever he has placed us. Super cool. We are the chosen ones to do this for this battle. All right, Tammy, Ezekiel 37:10.
Okay, so I spoke the message as he commanded me, and breath came into their bodies. They all came to life and stood up on their feet, a great army.
Right. Okay, so I've already answered this too. What's the great army?
We are.
Yes, that's us. All of the army, all over the world.
All over the world. Mm-hmm.
Everybody all over the world who is fighting in this battle, sharing the truth, you know, everywhere you go. It's just, you know, you're under compulsion by the power of the Holy Spirit to do it. It's really exciting. All right, number 10. How does this army in Ezekiel's vision compare to the army in Joel chapter 2? Okay, just read the first, let's say, two verses of Joel 2, Miss Tammy.
Okay. Sound the trumpet in Jerusalem. Raise the alarm on my holy mountain. Let everyone tremble in fear, because the day of the Lord is upon us. It is a day of darkness and gloom, a day of thick clouds and deep blackness. Suddenly, like dawn spreading across the mountains, a great and mighty army appears. Nothing like it has been seen before or will ever be seen again.
How about that, you guys? Isn't that great confirmation that the Lord said he would raise up an army? And it's us. Just like, so don't you feel like sometimes you have to pinch yourself? You're like, how could I be so blessed to be part of this great army the Lord has prophesied to Joel and Ezekiel and of course to John and in Revelation 11? You know, how this, what an honor. What an honor. And so if you remember on the book, if you look at your book, you'll see I've got this, the dawn. It's a picture of the dawn, right? And it's like what it says here in verse 2, suddenly like dawn spreading across the mountains. So that's why I put that on the front of the book, that this great and mighty army. every time you see the sunrise, you just, it's a new day. It's new hope, right? That's the picture, is this great hope coming because of this great army. Isn't that awesome? Yeah. But it is a day of darkness. And go ahead, Tammy, go.
I was going to say, every time when I look at snippets on the news, they say the people have spoken. There is a mandate.
Yes.
You know, we rose up. We said what we wanted.
Yes.
And every time we start to argue about something, there, I've noticed that there's more boldness in people answering back and saying, this is the people. The people want this. Let, you know, it's not going to be easy fighting them on it.
Right. But we do. Right. And that's what's so great. You know, it's hard to know what's the next step in this whole battle. But yeah. I'm so thankful that we won. And we have this, not just one, but one, a mandate, not only with the electoral, but also with the popular vote. Mm-hmm. That really gives us, you know, a lot more oomph. They realize it. They realize they took a whooping. That's what I've heard, the very words that they've said. It has been a lot of fear, trembling in fear and darkness and gloom, because they're always out there. Oh, the boogeyman, the scary, this and that. They're always, you know, doing that. So if you're watching channels that are scary, you need to decouple. Yeah, change the channel. You know, I've said before. Go ahead.
Oh, I just said let it go.
Yes,
let it go.
Yes. And so one of the things I, you know, really encourage you to be on is One America News. I've talked about that. If you go on my channel right here, you'll see where I talk about getting on Q Streaming, because One America News has been, there's a reason that they were, it's right here, Q Streaming under the links on freedomforce.live. There's a reason that they were banned from the White House, and they were banned from Dish and Direct and all that. They don't fearmonger over there. They're speaking the truth. They're looking at all these things in the right way, and that's why they were banned. So I really, you know, of course we know we don't listen to CNN, but how many times has President Trump said Fox News is the enemy? He has said that multiple times, and we keep going back to them, right? So I really encourage you to get on One America News, and that you can get that on Q Streaming. And I really appreciate them doing that. They're trying to make sure that the Patriots have a voice. So I want to support anyone who's trying to help Patriots have a voice. I really, really appreciate that. All this darkness and gloom, I'm over it. I'm over it. You guys can go back and listen to my channel, my videos, you know, 1,000 videos, and it's always the same. I just have this constant hope because of God's word that we're going to be victorious. The world is not coming to an end. It's the end times for them, not for us. We're going to have beautiful, beautiful days. And so, yeah, this is the amazing thing. All right, so now continue with, I love this whole passage in Joel. So let's take it piece by piece. But go ahead and read 3 and 4.
Fire burns in front of them, and flames follow after them. Ahead of them, the land lies as beautiful as the Garden of Eden. Behind them is nothing but desolation. Not one thing escapes. They look like horses. They charge forward like war horses.
Yes. I know this is not a question in the book, but does anybody have a thought on what does this mean, that the land lies as beautiful as the Garden of Eden, but behind them nothing but desolation? Not one thing escapes. What do you think that's talking about? There's a little delay, so it might take a minute for someone else to answer that. So you can go ahead and answer, Miss Tammy, if you have a thought on it.
I do. As it, we're coming into the golden age. Everything behind us is.
Ooh, I love that.
Yes, that's gone. That's destroyed. We're coming into.
I love that. That's a beautiful way to think of it. I love that. Yeah. Yeah. We've been talking about, you know, putting the new wine. You don't put new wine in old wineskins. We're having the new one. We're going into a fresh new day. Everything will be rethought. Like President Trump has said, no taxes, no chronic disease, no wars. I mean, it's just everything will be a totally different way of thinking about all of this. It's amazing. So, but everything that we, it reminds me of Lot's wife. Thank you, Seeking Truth News. Yeah, yeah, yes. Golden age. Yes, Miss Jacobs. Yes, all will be restored. I love it. Thank you, girls. Thank you. I don't know if Seeking Truth is a boy or girl. but yeah, so everything that we, when they put out some kind of lie, we are on it and we expose it this quick and burn it to the ground. Mm-hmm. Their lies don't hold up. How many years have they pummeled lies at us and basically everybody believed it? And now we just decimate it. It's just gone.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
They repeat lies that have been debunked, and they think that nobody was listening, and they just keep telling and telling it. Like, I'm sitting there in my chair going, I can't believe you're still saying that.
I can't believe you're still saying that. But you know what? I did hear this week, I listened to the Chappelle interview on Joe Rogan, and it was shocking how he's still brainwashed into a lot of these things about COVID. He's still, mm-hmm. and he literally believes that President Trump led an insurrection. I'm mm-hmm. like, okay, so there's still a group of people who have bought into it. So they're really in a difficult spot because, you know, before it was only just a few people like the Alex Joneses, whatever, and the, you know, that didn't believe the narrative. And, oh, you must be a crazy conspiracy theorist. Now, you know, it's clearly like President Trump actually said it was like 71% of the American people. 250 million were MAGA compared to the 350 million that we have. So they're really in a spot because what do they say? You know, it's just better. Like your mom taught you, just speak the truth and it makes it easier. Just tell the truth. Mm-hmm. So eventually they will come out of that, but it's tough because when you've been hearing the lies from every radio and TV and all these different places, and there's just, you know, there's still, if I ever hear like Fox News, I get really frustrated real quick. I'm like, really, you guys, you know, I do like Gutfeld. I do like a few on there, but generally they're still trying to pummel out wars and all the rest of it. And they're not, President Trump has said this multiple times, they're not for him and they're not for MAGA. All right. Tell us about these war horses. Start with verse 5.
Look at them as they leap along the mountaintops. Listen to the noise they make, like the rumbling of chariots, like the roar of fire sweeping across a field of stubble, or like a mighty army moving into battle.
Yes. Yes. Love it. That's the stubble. If you think of of the fire going across a field of grain, and then once it's gone, it's just stubble. Their lives just burn to the ground, like to the crisp. And so, Marge put out the Marxist ideology. If you repeat a lie often enough, it becomes the truth, right? And so that's what, unfortunately, that has happened to so many people, and they've been hoodwinked into it. So eventually they'll come out of it too. But yeah, we are burning all that down to the stubble. It's just a mighty army moving into battle. Go ahead, 6 and 7.
Okay, fear grips all the people. Every face grows pale with terror. The attackers march like warriors and scale city walls like soldiers. Straight forward they march, never breaking rank.
Right. Yeah. Who's this mostly that's afraid, you guys?
They are.
Right? The deep state. Mm-hmm. Right. I think a lot of people are afraid. They're always fear-mongering. And even the mm-hmm. church has been involved in fear-mongering. Oh, we've got to escape and get ready because we're going to leave the earth and wrapped and all that. We're not leaving. They're leaving. The earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters fill the sea. And we're going to have, we'll look for our enemies. We won't be able to find them because they'll be gone. Yay. So anyway, the Lord says it in his word so many times that the meek will inherit the earth. It's for us, not them. They've misled mm-hmm. us. Anyway, so, but they're in great fear and great terror, which reminds us of all these passages in the Old Testament about the woman in labor. This is called the woman in labor right here. This was the woman in labor. And it says that when they see that woman in labor, they'll be in great terror. Now they thought we would be in great terror. That was their plan, but the Lord had different plans. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Lord, that he has awakened humanity. And now it's them in terror and not us. All right. Verses 7 and 8.
Okay. The attackers march like warriors and scale. I think I already read 7, but I'll.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But let me go ahead again.
Yeah, read it again. Yeah.
The attackers march like warriors and scale city walls like soldiers. Straight forward they march, never breaking rank. They never jostle each other. Each moves in exactly the right position. They break through defenses without missing a step.
Yes, yes. Awesome, awesome. I love that about the army. You know, everybody's in here with this same purpose. You know, yes, I think at the beginning we had more infighting, but I think everybody has found their lane and everybody's marching forward. And what's so great is President Trump will put something out there and kind of keep the army going in the right direction. You know, and look, we don't have time to fight amongst ourselves. You know, we don't, you know, we don't have time to fight. We have to fight the enemy, right? So everybody's just fighting hard and to expose the lies, which is really, really cool. I think now we've got so many more people awake that the ones who are the kind of trying to cause all the trouble, I don't know, maybe you guys see it, but I think that they've just, they aren't, no one's listening to them anymore. So, yeah.
Oh, go just ahead. Like that little clip you did with, what's her name on The View? About the bakery, the people came right out, did a news conference and said,
I love it. We are the news now. That, how many times has Elon been saying this? You know, we're the news now, whether it's on X or on Telegram or on whatever alternative media, we are the news now, and they can't overcome it. They, you know, we've passed finally that tipping point. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I guess you guys saw the video I also put out there. If you guys are new, if you go to my website, freedomforce.live, you get all the social media is right here. And thanks to my two Tammies and a Colleen who make sure to post all this posts everywhere. But there was this one girl who came out, and she, after the election, she's like, wait, I was misled. I thought everybody was for Kamala and nobody was for Trump and, you know, all these things. So I realized, I mean, she was being serious. She says, I realize I have been misled. I really want to know. I'm being serious. I want to know the truth. What did I miss? You know, which is, I think the thought of a lot of people. I mean, that, when I first saw, I'll tell on myself, years ago, when President Trump first came down the escalator, I had not watched his show, The Apprentice. I was not involved with Trump at all. And so, but a lot of people had, and they had been following him for years and had thought he was, you know, great and so excited about him running for president, a totally different person. I was still in the idea of, you know, Republicans versus Democrats. I was still in that mindset. And I'm like, okay, I see all these people are going crazy over Trump. What have I missed? And it forces you to go and research and find out, you know, that was, I think, one of the first parts of my awakening was when that happened. So, yeah. And then my next part was when the WikiLeaks came out. And that was the end of it. Once I read the WikiLeaks. All right. So yeah, now, yeah, I love that we're all working together. Everybody on our battalion, you know, we just, everybody in here, I know you guys are out here sharing. I look at the statistics. We are getting so much truth out every day. It's really amazing. I need to post what are the statistics. You'll be really encouraged that we are in here sharing and getting the job done. It's really exciting. You know, it's just us. We're using the laptop and some social media. It's really amazing. And we've overcome the entire cabal, their entire government operation, their entire media operation, their entire whatever, because we're under compulsion by the Holy Spirit to get this truth out. We break through the defenses without missing a step. All right. Love this. Do 9 and 10 if you can.
They swarm over the city and run along its walls. They enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine.
I love that. I love it. So, at the first, you might not have known who are these people. Well, here in a second, you're going to know for sure this is good guys. So, at first, it's like, oh no, is this the bad guys that are going to destroy us? No, that's not what this is about. This is clearly about us. But we are swarming over these walls, over the city, running along its walls. How do we do that? Yay. How do we go? How do we climb through the windows?
With our computers, with our phones, with our.
Isn't that awesome?
Yay.
Isn't that amazing? Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. And the stars no longer shine.
Amen.
Celebrities did not do anything to help Kamala this time.
Right, right, right. Beyonce was a dud. Cardi B was a dud. Taylor Swift was a dud. Oh, it's awesome. That's so exciting. Yeah. But we're reaching people you'll maybe never meet. You'll never even know. And mm-hmm. We were just having a study last night in Habakkuk. We were talking about the Lord was preparing humanity to fight for people that you would never even know. You might never even meet. You know, you're fighting for the children. They're not in your family, but we love them. We're trying, you know, we have the love of Christ in us to try to save the children. And we're willing to take all the guff, all the, you know, all the hatred, because we're trying to save the innocent. This is where humanity had to get to, where we would have the compassion of Christ in us to do this. And we'll go over, you know, through the windows, so however we can, to get the truth into someone's hands to hopefully, you know, wake them up, like these the bones waking up. Isn't that amazing? Amazing, amazing day that we're living in. Yeah, the sun and moon grow dark and the stars no longer shine. Okay, read of 11, my favorite part, 11.
The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is his mighty army, and they follow his orders. The day of the Lord is an awesome, terrible thing. Who can possibly survive? Yes. And that would be the deep state. How can they survive?
Right, right.
Shut up.
Yep, they can't survive. So that verse right there. Go ahead.
Oh, I just meant the New World Order, deep state, cabal, whatever you want to call it. They right. can't survive.
Nope. So, so here it... If you're reading for the first time Joel chapter 2, you see this army, and they sound very scary. Well, we are scary. I guess in one sense we are insurrectionists because we're trying to overthrow this cabal government that is usurpers. But they're in one sense they are right. We're not putting up with these usurpers in our government anymore. But you might think, who is this, a good guys or bad guys? Well, when you read verse 11, who's at the head of the column?
The Lord.
This is his army. This is his army. And they follow his orders. How in the world? Because this, you know, if you ever wondered if you were really hearing from the Lord, now you know. Now you know. You are hearing directly from him. That is his spirit speaking to you and directing you, because you are hearing and responding to him to be a part of his army. I'm just telling you right now, pinch yourself. That you are so blessed to be, to hear from the Lord. You know, if you wondered in the past, am I really hearing? I feel like I'm hearing. I feel like, you know, I'm connecting. I feel in my heart that he's speaking to me. I connect with his word. I know this is true. Is he really speaking to me? The answer is yes. That's him. That's him. He's leading you. I think that's just so exciting. So exciting. And I want you to be really encouraged and be excited about that. So the day of the Lord is an awesome, terrible thing. Who can possibly survive? The righteous. The righteous can. The righteous will. And we will have the earth. We will take ownership of the earth. Finally. 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 All right. Number 11. Go ahead and read that for me, please.
Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones represent the people of Israel. They are saying, we have become old, dry bones. All hope is gone. Our nation is finished. Therefore, prophesy to them and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says, O my people, I will open your graves of exile and cause you to rise again. Then I will bring you back to the land of Israel.
Yes, yes. Yes. So what do you think it means to open the graves of exile and cause you to rise again?
What, me?
Yeah.
Awakening. Yeah. Great awakening. We're all going to wake up and take back what was taken from us.
Yes. Our health.
Our
peace.
Yes, our health.
Our truth. The education system. Mm-hmm. The entertainment system. All the seven hills. You know, the judicial system. You know, the media system. All this. We're going to rise into these positions. Yeah. So, but as far as exile, you're like, well, I'm not an exile. I live in America. I live in my country. I'm not an exile. No one's sent me out of my country. Or have they? Mm-hmm. Right? Because you're like, I didn't go anywhere, but my government left me, you know? You're like, well, who is this government? Who are these people saying, you know, promoting this transgender and just doing things, sending money, and you know it's money laundering out the wazoo and all this. You're like, what is going on? Trying to foment wars all over the world. What? How is this my government? Because it's a usurper government. And so we're basically, we've been exiles because our country was hijacked. Mm-hmm. Our country was usurped. And not only America, but every country was, remember when we talked, well, we haven't talked about this yet. Maybe have we talked about it yet? I think it's coming up maybe in the next couple of weeks. We're going to be talking about the four horsemen. And what is the white horse is the puppet leaders that have been installed in every country to have to basically steal the government and to have them take the money, take the resources, you know, harm the people, all these things, deceive the people, all of that. So that's made everyone, in one sense, an exile in your own country. All right? And it has looked like we've had no hope. All hope is gone. I think the whole world is counting on America, counting on President Trump, counting on, because they've lost all hope. They're like, our nation is finished. We're done. There's nothing we can do. We're under their boot. Like those poor people in Ukraine. Did y'all hear about this this week? This girl was arrested because of making a Facebook post. You know, and she wasn't calling. She was just showing a video of something that happened in the town. And so they put her in prison. It's outrageous. You know, it's UK. If you think there's freedom over there, think again. Yeah. But he says, I will open your graves of exile and cause you to rise again. Rise into these positions of authority. So that land he's talking about, Ezekiel 37:12, it's kind of like what I was talking about before. What does he mean by that land of Israel? You have a thought on that? The land, again, that freedom.
Yes.
That's talking about the land. The free person lives on the land, not the law of the sea, not admiralty law. If you haven't, again, you can go back and look at some of my videos on the Act of 1871. You can see on freedomforce.live all these videos right here. Just click on the categories and you can find, search 1871, and I explain what the Act of 1871 is. I won't go into it right now. But that we, under the admiralty law, that we are treated as if we are chattel, as if we are owned by them, like a giant game of Risk, if you've ever seen the Risk board, where you own all these people and you move them around and you do whatever you want to them and with them. So we are actually, instead of being under the law of the admiralty law, we're under the law of the land, where we are a free agent, a free sovereign individual that has rights given to them by God himself. And that's what he's talking about. This is what our forefathers knew. They knew this. Mm-hmm. They knew that we, you know, It's not about, you know, they'll say, oh, it's about, you know, this is about Israel, the going into the Middle East, going to, you know, have the land in the Middle East. This is the way it's interpreted. And that's not right. That's not the correct interpretation. When you look at the entire Bible in context, it's not talking about that, because the true Israelites are those who have the same faith as Abraham. It's not just you know, the people who are, you know, say that they're ethnic Jews, all who have the same faith as Abraham, that such as you and me, are children of Abraham. We are Israelites. Whether you are the physical progeny in the scattered tribes, or if you just have the same faith and you were adopted into the family, either way, you are an Israelite. These promises are for you. When you look at it the other way, where they always say, oh, this is just about, this promise is just for Israel, then the entire Bible, you have to snip out about 3/4 of it, because it's all like promises for them and not for us. That's not the truth. The truth is that the promises for Israel are the promises for those who love the Lord, are the promises for those who have true faith. So, all right. So what land will he bring us back to? I kind of answered that. Into our own land, wherever you live. You will have your land back. You will have a free country again, Venezuela. You will have a free country again. We already see this kind of happening in El Salvador, right? Yeah, I think it's happening. Is that where Bukele is? And we start in Argentina with Milei. You know, he is out there cutting this and cutting that and working to get, he's so excited. He was just at Mar-a-Lago a couple of nights ago, dancing and having a big time. He was doing the YMCA. I don't think he knew what the words were to the song, but he was having a great time. Every nation having a righteous leader. Can you imagine? This is where we're headed. Of righteous leaders who will, Lord, will have us rise into these positions of authority, not just in America, but all over the world, every nation. Isn't that beautiful? So exciting. All right, read for us Matthew 11, verse 12.
And from the time John the Baptist began preaching until now, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing and violent people are attacking it.
Yes. This is a very strange passage that I believe has been misinterpreted a lot. So this is talking about the kingdom of Christ. This is talking about the kingdom that his kingdom come, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So this is, I'm going to show you, actually, when you look at Matthew 11, verse 12, you'll see a lot of different ways that it's interpreted. Okay? So, for example, I'll show you this one right here. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and men of violence take it by force. Okay, so if you listen to the words, you might go, oh, this sounds like Freedom Force Battalion. That's where we got our name, was from this very verse right here, Matthew 11, 12, that we are taking the kingdom by force. Someone might say that we're violent about it. They do. They literally say that because they say we're insurrectionists. Well, okay, you can, maybe we will. Whatever we have to do, we're going to get our freedom back. You know, you can call us violent. We've suffered violence under them. We're just taking back what was rightfully ours. And so whatever has to happen. Now, I'm not calling for violence. I'm calling for truth. And if they consider truth to be violent, so be it. We're going to speak the truth. Just like we went up there on January 6th and we said this was a fraudulent election. The fact that we were up there saying this was a fraudulent election, they're saying was insurrection, right? We're going to have our freedom back. Thankfully, I don't believe it's going to resort to having to get out bullets. All we have to fight with is truth. We fight with the truth, and boy, they hate it. I think they would much prefer for us to get out there with guns. All right, so you can, if you want to, you can look on BibleGateway.com and you can just search Matthew 11, 12, and you can look at the different verses, the different ways that it's interpreted or, you know, written out. It's just interesting. Here's one from the days of John the Baptist until now. The kingdom of heaven has been suffering violence, and the violent have been seizing it by force. Again, think about from way back in the day, before even Jesus took on human flesh, even before then, that we were casting out the darkness. Abraham was constantly doing that. And then when Christ came, of course, when he died on the cross, this gave us the power to do that job. We really needed his spirit dwelling within us so to be able to do this job. And so then he said to go into all the world and preach the gospel. So now going forward, the kingdom has been advancing. It's been a rough road. It's looked different times like we were losing, but one by one, we fulfilled the commission, the great commission to go into all the world and preach the gospel and to teach them everything that the Lord commanded. We have been taking the world by force. How cool is that? So this is what it's really talking about here is, you know, we're in Ezekiel that this will happen. We will have our world back. And we're basically in that last battle where we get to cast out the few, maybe it's, you know, 10,000, maybe it's 100,000, whatever number it is, of those who are trying to, the tyrants, and they'll be gone. And the rest of us will have peace on earth. So beautiful. So whenever you hear the song at Christmas time about peace on earth, goodwill toward men, you know that this is where we're headed. This is where we've never had it. We're going to get it. We're going to get it. All right. So I hope that's a blessing to you to hear that. All right. Question 14. Do that for me, please.
Okay. What does the future hold for God's people according to Revelation 5:10? And you have caused them to become a kingdom of priests for our God, and they will reign on the earth.
Wow. Yes. Yes. What did you put down for that answer, Miss Tammy?
Well, I was just saying that's when the righteous will be in power.
Yes.
And we're seeing it now with even the Trump's pick now into positions. The people that we will be ruled by righteousness and truth and goodness and, you know, love of family and God and church. And, you know, it's all coming into play now. And each pick, I get so excited.
I know.
They just shake every time they hear a new name.
I know. I hope you saw that video I posted of those two guys who are like dancing. they're having the biggest time dancing every pick. They're like, with every pick, they start to dance. It was so cute. Yeah, it's really exciting. Enjoy this, you guys. Enjoy the show. And the more they get upset about it, just enjoy it more. Yeah. And mock them. Mock them. I love it. And he has caused that to happen. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. A kingdom of priests. So this kingdom that's coming, this whole, with Christ as the king of this kingdom, this heavenly kingdom on earth, the millennial kingdom, is a kingdom of priests. So what's the job of priests? It's to lead people to God.
Yes.
To lead people to God, right? That's, you know, I know there's a lot of people who are priesthood, not done the job. Okay. But what is the job? The job of a priest is to help people connect with God. And so how do you do that? Well, Matt Gaetz running the DOJ, where there's justice, you know, Pete Hegseth running the Department of Defense, where there's righteous wars and they end all the evil wars and we just have the war against the criminal cabal. You know, all these things run right. The education run right. All these things. That is how you connect people to God. They'll have, you know, teaching of God's word in the schools. It's going to happen. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen. Pete Hegseth, I just posted this morning. He was talking about that they used to have this in the schools. He was just talking about that. Yeah, I just posted that this morning. Oh, yeah, so you have to go check that post out. Yes, a kingdom of priests for our God, reigning on the earth. So, you know, this is gonna happen. There's no doubt about it. You know, I know that they've really not talked about this in church. Everything I ever heard, and at least where I went to church, you know, now we do ecclesia. We have a small group gathering. We're being the church instead of going to church, kind of is a difference. And so I really encourage you to gather together with a few people. It doesn't have to be a lot, just a few people in your community, and to pray about how you can take back your little kingdom, your little area for Christ. You know, and it's just a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing to join together. But they didn't really talk about this hope of this kingdom on earth. It just was never something that was talked about, ever. So I'm glad that we see it now. You know, however you can help seed those thoughts and for people, I would really encourage you to do so, because it's time for everybody to have that hope instead of that fear. Don't you agree? Mm-hmm. All right. Read me number 15, please.
Okay. Well, what does it mean to return home to your own land and to reign on the earth? Ezekiel 37:13. When this happens, O my people, you will know that I am the Lord.
Yes.
I will put my spirit in you, and you will live again and return to your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I have done what I said. Yes, the Lord has spoken.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So what was the question that I had up here? What does that mean to reign on the earth?
We've kind of been talking about that, but we'll be no longer be oppressed. We won't be overruled, you know, under the ruling of the New World Order, under, you know, things that we just know are wrong. I guess.
Yes, exactly.
You know, you're not going to convince me it's okay for guys to go in girls' lockers. You're
exactly.
Not gonna...
Exactly. You can say it all day long. We're not doing it. And President Trump said that the real army is not DEI and woke and all that. And I'm telling you, I'm so praise the Lord that Elon is going to destroy the woke mind virus. Hey, he's coming out against Sam Altman, he's not going to play on this. And he's going to destroy that, because this woke mind virus is using the AI, because they only, like, they've scrubbed from the internet, you know, really what happened on July 13th when President Trump was shot. They're scrubbing all the truth from here. So he's going to defeat Google. He's going to defeat all this woke stuff where they're the arbiter of truth. And so that's, we're going to have the truth in every place. It's really, it's going to be a big job. I don't know how they're going to do it exactly, but I do trust President Trump, and I trust that, you know, I think Elon has, knows the way to do it. He's got a lot of skills in his quiver. All right. So yes, the bottom line, the Lord promised. He promised we will not be under their boot. It's not about going to a land, which is so silly. Anyone who looks at, you know, the people going back to live in Israel, is that the panacea? I don't think so. I don't think so. This, whenever it talks about returning to the land, it's talking about there being justice and peace and joy and equity and all these things worldwide. Clearly, that's not the fulfillment. Clearly, that's not the fulfillment. The fulfillment is where the Lord puts his people. Oh, they're flipping out about that. His people in all these positions of authority. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's even like property taxes. You know, even if you think you've owned your, you paid off your mortgage, every year you're paying higher and higher taxes, and they're, you know, escalating the, you know, the amount of money higher to where a person could lose their home for just the price of the tax.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, we aren't going to have that.
Amen. No more confiscatory taxes. What is it? Is it in Joel? No. It's in Habakkuk, chapter 2. I've talked about that many times. I'm ready for everyone to actually have own something and not have it taken away. Actually, in Iran, my girlfriend owns a home in Iran, and she doesn't have to pay property taxes on it. So, I'm thinking the tariffs are going to handle so many of these things for the education system. It's just everything. We have to rethink everything. All right. Mm-hmm. So then at the end of Joel chapter 2, it talks about this glorious future. Who's ready to talk about some good news about our future? Go ahead and read that for us, Miss Tammy.
Okay. Once again, we will have all the food you want, and you will praise the Lord your God, who does these miracles for you. Never again will my people be disgraced. Then you will know that I, among my people Israel, that I am the Lord your God, and there is no other. Never again will my people be disgraced. Twice. Then after doing all these things, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy, and your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions. In those days I will pour out my spirit, even on servants, men and women alike.
Yes. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Just, again, pinch yourself again, that the Lord poured out his spirit on you so that you would be able to dream these new dreams and see visions of this beautiful future. Mm-hmm. That he's poured out his spirit so that we can see it. We can see it, sure as the world. By faith, we see this happening. And to them, it's scary. To us, it's the fulfillment of this all these promises the Lord made to us. It's very, very exciting. Very exciting. And he's poured out his spirit so that we can understand. I'm so thankful he gave me the understanding of Revelation. You know, I never would have imagined. Like I said, I never even touched the book of Revelation. I didn't touch it. And I think that was probably the blessing because, like, I know that's not right. I'm not going to teach that because I know that's not right. And so the Lord helped me to do it. And so I'm so thankful that you guys are here really digging in and doing your homework, right? Everybody's doing their homework. And so that you can... So that you can then teach someone else and help them to have that joy. Just be prepared. It's going to be tough because a lot of people, you know, are so, they've bought into the lies for so long. It's tough. I think when the Great Awakening happens and these people are, especially after the arrests, however that's going to happen, I think there'll be more and more people who really want to know what is the truth about end times. When this peace settles, they'll realize there's just no way. There's no way. There'll be such drastic changes, such amazing changes. There'll be no more of this evil running the world and no more this craziness, whatever, that we've dealt with. And no more chronic disease, all this. People will say, hey, maybe there's something different going on. They'll be more apt and more ready to hear. All right, so super quick. Let me see if I can pull this one up right here. This one, this is, if you haven't read it yet, these are the books right here. The study guide is here. The answer key is here. Okay, so depending on which one you have, this one has the answers in it, but this one, I really encourage you to get this one so you can actually do the work yourself, right? And to really think through it. Really think and use... you know, ask the Lord to guide you. Yeah. So you're doing the, okay, the real one. Good deal. So I put the answer key out. Actually, Tammy was you know, we were getting the book ready, and she says, "But you have to do an answer key." I'm like, "Okay." It took a lot of doing, and still, there's a few little tweaks to it. But bottom line, I hope this is a great resource for you with the answer key. But anyway, I'd really encourage you to really think through it without looking at the answer key, without looking at the answers. Okay. All right. So, super quick, the name of this one, I had to name it End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace for Beginners. That's what I had to name it. It wouldn't let me name it Study Guide, which don't ask me why. It's just weird. All right. I think that's everything that's the entire chapter. Next time we'll do the six lies we were told. We're going to actually have two chapters on lies we were told. And I put that at the beginning so that we try to get that out of our head immediately before we start diving in. That's why I started with trying to erase the lies that we were told so that you can fill it with truth. That was the hardest part when I started to wake up was to try to just erase everything I'd heard for all my life about end times. And that's the hardest thing. So that's why I started, you know, before we even, you know, haven't even dived into Revelation yet. And here we are on study guide number 6. But there's a reason. There's a method to my madness. There's a reason for that. I'm wanting to make sure that you can say, okay, don't buy into that. Don't buy into this. All these 12 lies. So get ready. That's what your homework is for this week, is to try to understand what the lies were so that you can just try to purge your mind of those if you possibly can. And then you'll be able to, it'll all make sense. Everything will fall into place once we remove all the lies. All right, so I have looking over here to see if I have any questions. Songbird, do I have any questions that anybody has for us? Any thoughts that we need to answer before we go? Yes, it's hard to wake up the Christians to the truth. It is. It is. It's harder than to convince people not to take the jab. It is. It is. I know. Again, we just pray. Just like we were talking about at the beginning, you know, the Lord told Ezekiel to go and speak to the bones. And that's exactly what he did. He spoke to the bones, even though it looked like, well, they can't hear. They're just bones. Let me move to the right place. Because they were dead, dry bones. How could they hear anything? I guess I might as well stop sharing right now. But how could they hear anything? They couldn't hear. When the Lord gives them the ears to hear, then they'll hear. And the eyes to see, then they'll see. And again, as I've told many times, most of you guys have heard me say this before, there's a reason that the Lord only awakened the 144,000, which is not the exact number. It's like more like 2 million, whatever. But it's his perfect number that he wanted to be awake, because they've always thought, hey, it's just a bunch of nobody's on social media. They can't do anything. They're just, you know, they're losers. And look at what happened with this election. Yeah. And Van Jones was saying it. He says, because of them, because of the people, you know, they had this army out on social media. They turned this into a weapon. They turned their phones into a weapon. Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. And he says, we gave them a whooping. Yeah, we did. And they're realizing it's a good thing that they underestimated us. It's a good thing that they underestimated us and underestimated Trump. I love it. I love it. All right. Yes, we're going to pray. Yes, and God's timing. Yes, and blessings to everyone. Thank you just sharing. Yes, they don't have ears to hear yet, but as it talks about in Revelation 14, we're going to get to that. Maybe in like 5 more weeks or more. That the ones in, there'll be a great awakening. There'll be a mass start awakening. It talks about it in Revelation 14. There'll be this, you can fast forward in your study guide to that if you want to, but there's going to be a great awakening for everyone. They will all wake up, especially, and there'll be also the awakening of the harvest of the grapes of wrath. So they basically happen simultaneously. Everyone realizes, hey, these people are gone. We'll have to see exactly how that all happens. It's going to be an interesting time. I know we say we're ready. Are we really ready? It's going to be a lot. It's going to be a monumental even for us. even though we were watching for it. Okay, are there any other questions? Songbird, yes, thank you, Songbird. Can't wait. Everybody can't wait for all that good stuff to get here. But yeah, so I appreciate you guys doing the all the preparation as we do with the study guide, because, you know, if you've ever taught anything, I know where I'm taking you. I know where we're headed. And so I know what you need to know before we get to the book of Revelation. All right. All right. So is there any, we caught them off guard, didn't we? Seeking true news. Yeah. Yes. Awesome. Yes. Some are not prepared for the truth, but they will be, all in the Lord's timing. All right. If there are any questions, Songbird, please let me know in the chat if there's any other questions. And so we'll go ahead and pray. And then before we jet out, then I will let you, I will answer anything that might be on there if I possibly can. If not, I'll get it later. I'll try to figure it out for next time if I don't know the answer. All right, let's pray. Again, thank you so much, Lord. Thank you for touching our hearts and awakening us. Thank you that you've, this is just so amazing that you speak to us and that we hear your voice and we're being directed by your spirit, and that we're fulfilling your plan that you had years and years ago, at least 2,500 years when you told Joel and Ezekiel. I'm sure you had this plan even back from Adam and Eve when they messed up in the garden. Lord, we're so thankful to be part of what you are doing on this earth. Thank you. We praise you. We thank you for your promises that this is going to be, the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters fill the sea. We thank you that the enemy will be gone, and we will have everyone be free in their own land again. Just how beautiful, what beautiful days that we have to look forward to, that we will reign, the righteous will reign on earth. No more disease, no more of these wars, no more confiscatory taxes, no more deception. And just we praise you and thank you that you have awakened us and kind of hit us for the right way to do it, so that they underestimated us. Your plans are perfect. We trust your timing, and we trust exactly how you're going to do this. We don't know each step along the way, but we trust that you do, and you're going to make it all happen according to your perfect will. We love you, and we thank you. I pray for everyone on our battalion. I just pray that you'll give them this great joy in the battle. I pray that you'll provide every need. I pray you'll protect them. I pray you'll give them peace. I pray you'll help them to reach others, and just fill them with your spirit so they know the what to say in that very moment. And I just thank you and love you and praise you. And thank you for our battalion that you've brought us together from the four corners of the earth. Wow. Only you could do that. This is you. And thank you that we can use our phones to go over the walls and through the windows. Thank you. And we just look forward to these beautiful days and wait on your perfect timing. And we pray this all in your great name, King Jesus. Amen. Amen. All right. Love you. Yes. All right. Amen. I love you guys. I'll be on the chat for just a little bit longer. So if there's anything that you wanted to ask me or a question that I can maybe research for next week, let me know. And I guess that's it. We got to go. As usual, it always goes too fast. I love you guys. We will talk to you later.